rabbit do I chase here from my house? That vermin chased that vermin from my house. Who is he? I said. I screamed at the tree. Who is he? I said. My damn house. The bunny turned around. He said unto me, he said, well, he said nothing, he just looked. Then he said, I'm me, he said. And I stopped and I stared and I stared. Instead. Maybe stand a little more, I don't remember, I was kind of tired when all this happened. But I said to the bunny rabbit, I said to him, I said, Mr. Bunny Rabbit, who are you? My name is Jim, he said. Jim said, the rabbit, whose name was Jim, he said. And I said, Jim, that's a name, is it not? He said, yes. And at this point, I had forgotten why I was chasing Jim the bunny rabbit, the vermin from my house. I had forgotten by now. And, well, to make a short story long, he jumped in the air. And he did some stuff. I don't really remember. I drank at the time, so that second is forever forgotten from my memory. They say that when you blink, the world disappears for that little bit of time, and that you are standing in this void of nothingness, and there is no one there around you, and you're just all by yourself, and it's very dark. Maybe the little bunny rabbit is there with you too, because maybe you blink at the same time. You never really know, and you can never really tell, because you can't see at that time. You can be wrong. It's all very stupid premonition, I think, and I never really understood it. Well, anyway, back to my story. The giant bunny had jumped in the air at the time, but I didn't notice the time later. Then he just ran away. I guess I'm not very good at telling stories. Maybe I should try my luck with another one. I think this one is also based around the bunny rabbit. Oh yes, now I remember very so clearly, ever so clearly, very clearly, I remember. I remember that bunny rabbit when he came to my house and he said, Jim, here's the same oddity. And Jim came to my house and he said, as he stood upon my doorway, stood upon the map and said, welcome. I don't know why I got that map. I always thought that maybe it would be ABC to tell people that they were welcome at my house, but no one ever did that. No one ever visits me. They all just kind of nod and sit there as they walk past me in the hallways. Well, anyway, I had a map that said welcome on it. And Jim the bunny rabbit was standing there, and he was standing there and blinking, and I said, no, Jim. Because I remembered his name, I did, I'm good with names. And Jim the bunny rabbit, he looked at me and he said, you, sir? And I said, yes. I said, yes, because I am a sir. As opposed to a madam. Or a chaser. Or, as his majesty, I've never been anything more than a sir in my entire life. And people address me as sir. Well, anyway, I'm trailing off the point. The point being that the bunny rabbit, he said, no, sir. And I said, yes. And he exploded. He exploded right there on my doorstep. He just popped like a balloon full of red blood and organs and various other nastiness. And it splattered all over the walls and all over me. I think he was a suicide bomb. But he didn't really fulfill me because I'm still alive, talking to you. Well, maybe a little blood on my face. Rabbit blood. And needless to say, I said, I will say, that bunny rabbit never came to my house ever again. And I like it that way.